Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, April 19th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with yesterday's AEW Dynasty media call from Tony Khan, in which Khan addressed some matters related to CM Punk. During the call, Khan addressed his decision to air on Dynamite actual locker room footage of the tussle between Punk and Jack Perry from All In at Wembley Stadium.
When the TBS called me and told me, good job, you have to remember that I'm responsible for everybody's jobs in this company. And it is really important for us to please the network. And TBS was really happy with that show and that performance. That's the most important thing. And our fan feedback on the show that we got, the rating is the number one source of fan feedback in the end, the network, and they were incredibly pleased. It was over 400,000 viewers in the 18 to 49 demographic, and that was a strong performance. And that is how TBS judges the show, and how TBS judges the show is the most important metric I have for the performance.
Khan also addressed claims made by Punk in his recent interview with Ariel Helwani that he had to pay for his own surgery and physical therapy after his 2022 triceps injury.
We typically do pay those expenses. I'd have to look into that. I can't say for sure. It doesn't sound right to me. If that is the case, then I would reimburse them, honestly. I didn't think that was the case, and it doesn't sound right. So I would have to look into that. That's a good question, but typically we do cover those medical expenses, especially for something that occurred in the ring as that did. So I would have to look into that, but I'm not sure about that. I can't say for sure.
TNA Impact was broadcast last night on Access TV and featuring matches taped March 22nd and 23rd at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. In the main event, the Motor City Machine Guns lost their farewell match to TNA World Tag Team Champions, The System.
Oh, the chants of Motor City ringing out in the legendary 2300 Arena. Oh, and there's Alicia trying to slow up Shelley. Sabin launching Alex Shelley.
Another unfortunate
Buster cut.
Oh, no.
Boston Knee Party.
Is that it?
Myers is legal. The System turn away the Motor City Machine Guns.
Here are your winners. TNA World Tag Team Champions, The System!
Take nothing away from Shelley and Sabin, the Motor City Machine Guns, one of the best to ever do it. But sometimes you just can't beat the system, Tom.
With the contracts of the Machine Guns expiring, they are now free agents. Also on the show, Mustafa Ali teamed with the Grizzled Young Vets to defeat Jake Something, Diener, and Rhino when Ali pinned Diener. In other results, Rosemary beat Jody Threat, Joe Hendry squashed LSG, and Hammerstone got a quick win over Little Guido. Ring of Honor was also presented last night on Honor Club, featuring matches taped on Saturday at the Truist Arena in Highland Heights, Kentucky. New ROH World Champion Mark Briscoe made his first appearance with the title, defeating Griff Garrison in a non-title Proving Ground match. In the main event, the Infantry defeated the Iron Savages. In other selected results, Abaddon beat Allison Kay, Lady Frost went over Marty Bell, Lee Johnson beat J.D. Drake, and the team of Kiera Hogan, Layla Hirsch, and Trisha Dora defeated Diamante, Layla Gray, and Taya Valkyrie. In ratings news, Wednesday's AEW Dynamite drew a total audience of 762,000 to TBS, according to WrestleNomics. That's down from the 819,000 viewers who tuned in for last week's episode. The 18 to 49-year-old demo rating was a 0.26, also down from 0.30 last week. And in injury news, WWE's Cruz Del Toro recently underwent surgery on his arm, according to a post on Del Toro's social media. Del Toro did not reveal specifically what the surgery was needed for. He last wrestled in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on the April 5th edition of SmackDown. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News Podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.